ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 28, Puranjana Becomes a Woman in the Next Life, Part 4, Purports to Verses 18 through 24.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
All these thoughts of one's wife indicate that the king was overly engrossed with the thoughts of woman. Generally, a chaste woman becomes a very obedient wife, and this causes the husband to become attached to his wife, and consequently, he thinks of his wife very much at the time of death. And this is a very dangerous situation, as is evident from the life of King Puranjana. For if one thinks of his wife instead of Krishna at the time of death, he will certainly not return home back to Godhead, but will be forced to accept the body of a woman and thus begin another chapter of material existence. A wife is always supposed to be submissive to her husband. Submission, mild behavior, and subservience are qualities in a wife which make a husband very thoughtful of her. For family life, it is very good for a husband to be attached to his wife, but it is not very good for spiritual advancement. Thus, Krishna consciousness must be established in every home. If a husband and wife are very much attached to one another in Krishna consciousness, they will both benefit because Krishna is the center of their existence. Otherwise, if the husband is too much attached to his wife, he becomes a woman in his next life. The woman, being overly attached to her husband, becomes a man in her next life. Of course, it is an advantage for a woman to become a man, but it is not at all advantageous for the man to become a woman. At the time of death, King Puranjana was thinking of his wife, and this is called polluted consciousness. As Lord Krishna explains in chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manak shastan indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. And due to this conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. The living entity or spirit soul is, after all, part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit, Krishna. In other words, Krishna's constitutional position and that of the living entity's constitutional position are the same qualitatively. The only difference is that the living entity is eternally an atomic particle of the Supreme Spirit. In this material world of conditional life, the fragmental portion of the Supreme Lord, the individual soul, is struggling due to his or her contaminated mind and consciousness. As part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, a living entity is supposed to think of Krishna. But here we see that King Puranjana, representing the living entity, is thinking of woman. Such mental absorption with some sense object brings about the living entity's struggle for existence in this material world. Since King Puranjana is thinking of his wife, his struggle for existence in this material world will not be ended by death. Instead, King Puranjana had to accept the body of a woman in his next life due to his being overly absorbed in the thoughts of his wife. Thus, mental absorption in social, political, pseudo-religious, national, and communal consciousness is the cause for bondage. During one's lifetime, one has to change his or her activities in order to attain release from bondage. This is confirmed by Krishna in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Yajna arthat karmana anyatra loka ayam karma bandhanaha. If we do not change our consciousness in this life, whatever we do in the name of social, political, religious, or communal and national welfare will be the cause of our bondage. And this means we have to continue in material conditional life. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, manak shashtan indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. When the mind and senses are engaged in material activities, one has to continue his or her material existence and struggle to attain happiness. For in each and every life, one is engaged in the struggle to become happy. Actually, no one in this material world is happy, but the struggle gives a false sense of happiness. A person must work very hard, and when he or she attains the result of one's hard work, he or she thinks oneself happy. In the material world, people do not know what real happiness is. But Krishna, in chapter 6 of the Gita, explains what it really is. Sukam ayantikam yat tad buddhi graham atindriyam. Real happiness must be appreciated by one's transcendental senses. Unless one is purified, the transcendental senses are not manifest. Therefore, to purify the senses, one must take to Krishna consciousness and engage those senses in the service of the Lord. Then there will be real happiness and liberation. It is stated by Krishna in chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita, Shariram yat avapnoti, yat cha api utkramati, Ishvara grahitva etani, sanyati vayu gandan eva ashayat. The living entity in the material world carries his or her different conceptions of life from one body to another, just as the air carries aromas. If the wind passes over a garden of roses, it will carry the aroma of roses. And if it passes over a filthy place, it will carry the stench of obnoxious things. So, similarly, King Puranjana, the living entity, now passes the air of his life over his wife, a woman. Therefore, he has to accept the body of a woman in his next life. At the time of death, every living entity worries about what will happen to his wife and children. Similarly, a politician also worries about what will happen to one's country or one's political party. So unless one is fully Krishna conscious, he or she has to accept a body in the next life, according to one's particular state of consciousness. Since Paranjana is thinking of his wife and children and is overly engrossed in thoughts of his wife, Paranjana will accept the body of a woman. Similarly, a politician or so-called nationalist who is inordinately attached to the land of one's birth will certainly be reborn in the same land after ending one's political career. One's next life will also be affected by the acts one performs during this life. Sometimes politicians act most sinfully for their own sense gratification. It is not unusual for a politician to kill the opposing party. Even though a politician may be allowed to take birth in one's so-called homeland, one still has to undergo suffering due to one's sinful activities in his or her previous life. This science of transmigration is completely unknown to modern scientists. So-called scientists do not like to bother with these things because if they would at all consider this subtle subject matter and the problems of life, they would see that their future is very dark. Thus, they try to avoid considering the future and continue committing all kinds of sinful activities in the name of social, political, and national necessity. Foolish people do not know that every individual soul is responsible for his or her own actions and reactions in life. As long as a living entity in the form of a child or boy is innocent, it is the duty of the father and mother to lead the child into a proper understanding of the values of life. And when a child is grown, it should be left up to one to execute the duties of life properly. The parent, after his or her death, cannot help the child. A father may leave some estate for his children's immediate help, but he should not be overly absorbed in thoughts of how his family will survive after his death. This is the disease of the conditioned soul. And not only does one commit sinful activities for his or her own sense gratification, but one accumulates great wealth to leave behind so that one's children may also gorgeously arrange for sense gratification. In any case, everyone is afraid of death, and therefore death is called bhaya or fear. Although King Paranjana was engaged in thinking of his wife and children, death did not wait for Paranjana. Death does not wait for any man. It will immediately carry out its duty. Since death must take away the living entity without hesitation, death is the ultimate God realization of the atheist, who spoil their lives thinking of country, society, and relatives to the neglect of God consciousness. In this episode, the word atad arhanam is very significant, for it means that one should not be overly engaged in welfare activities for one's family members, countrymen, society, and community. None of these will help a person to advance spiritually. Unfortunately, in present-day society, so-called educated men have no idea what spiritual progress is. Although they have the opportunity in the human form of life to make spiritual progress, they remain misers. They use their lives improperly and simply waste them thinking about the material welfare of their relatives, countrymen, society, and so on. So, one's actual duty is to learn how to conquer death. Lord Krishna states this process of conquering death in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma chame divyam evam yah deti tatvatah tyakva deham punaha janma na eti mam eti saha Arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So after giving up this body, one who is fully Krishna conscious does not accept another material body, but returns home back to Godhead. Everyone should try to attain this perfection. Unfortunately, instead of doing so, people are absorbed in thoughts of society, friendship, love, and relatives. This Krishna consciousness movement, however, is educating people throughout the world, informing them how to conquer death. Haring vina na mrityam taranti. One cannot conquer death without taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Yamaraj and his assistants take a living entity away to the place of judgment, the life, life air, and desires, being followers of the living entity, also go with the living entity. This is confirmed in the Vedas. When the living entity is taken away or arrested by Yamaraj, tam utkramantam, the life air also goes with the living entity, prano nutkramati. And when the life air is gone, pranam anutkramantam, all the senses, sarve prana, also go along, anutkramanti. When the living entity and the life air are gone, the lump of matter produced of the five elements, earth, water, air, fire, and ether, is rejected and left behind. The living entity then goes to the court of judgment, and Yamaraj decides what kind of body one is going to get next. This process is unknown to modern scientists. Every living entity is responsible for his or her activities in this life, and after death, one is taken to the court of Yamaraj, where it is decided what kind of body one will take next. Although the gross material body is left, the living entity and one's desires, as well as the resultant reactions of one's past activities, go on. It is Yamaraj who decides what kind of body one gets next, in accordance with one's past actions. When the living entity is arrested, all one's followers, namely the life air, the senses, and sense objects, immediately leave the lump of matter, the body. When the living entity and one's companions leave, the body no longer works, but turns into basic material elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Just as when a city attacked by enemies is vacated by its inhabitants, the enemy immediately takes advantage of that city and bombards it to smash the whole thing to dust. So when it is said, "Dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return," we refer to the body. When a city is attacked and bombarded by enemies, the citizens generally leave, and the city ceases to exist. It is a foolish person who engages in improving the condition of a city without caring for the citizens or inhabitants. Similarly, a living entity who is not properly enlightened in spiritual knowledge simply takes care of the external body, not knowing that the spirit soul is the principal factor within the body. When one is advanced in spiritual knowledge, the spirit soul is saved from eternal transmigration. Srimad Bhagavatam considers those who are attached to their bodies to be like cows and asses. Sa eva gokara. The cow is a very innocent animal, and the ass is a beast of burden. One who labors under the bodily conception simply works like an ass and does not know his or her own true self-interest. Therefore it is said, Yasyatma buddhi kunape tri dhatuke swadhi kalatradishi bauma ijyadhi yat tirtha buddhi salile na karhi chij janeshu abhigyeshu sa eva gokara. A human being who identifies this body made of three elements with oneself, who considers the byproducts of the body to be one's kinsmen, who considers the land of birth worshipable, and who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to take a bath rather than meet men of transcendental knowledge there, is to be considered like an ass or a cow. Such are the words of Lord Krishna. Human civilization, devoid of Krishna consciousness, is simply a civilization of lower animals. Sometimes such a civilization may study the dead body and consider the brain or the heart. However, no part of the body is important unless the spirit soul is present. So, in a modern civilization of cows and asses, scientists are trying to search out some value in the brain or heart of a dead man. Recorded December 7, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat.
Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Parau Premamritambo Nidhi Dira Dira Jana Priyau Priyakarau Nirmat Sarau Ujitau Sri Chaitanya Kripa Bharao Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharava Hantara Kau Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopala Kau Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Parau Premamrita Bhonidhi Kira Dira Jana Priya Priya Karau Nirmatsarau Pujitau
kripa murao bhuvi bhuo varava hantara kao bande rupasana kanao raguya gao sri jiva gopala kao krishna kirtana gana natana parau premamritambo nidhi dhira dhira jana priya priya karau nirmatsarau pujitau shri chaitanya kripa bharau bhuvi bhuvo Bharavahan Charakau Bande Rupasana Kanao Raguya Gao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Bande Rupasana Kanao Raguya Gao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raguya Gao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare
offer respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, namely Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Dasa Goswami,
Jiva Goswami and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami. They were always engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and dancing. And they are just like the ocean of love of God. They are popular both with the gentle and with the ruffians. And that is because they are not envious of anyone. Whatever they do, they are all pleasing to everyone, and they are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, they are engaged in missionary activities meant to deliver all the conditioned souls within the material universe.